Last name is A-V-I-L-A space H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. First name is Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of visit is February 13, 2024. Date of birth is September 9, 1984. Thanks to Paragraph, our chief complaint to referring physician is Dr. Franklin R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E, M-D, at Dublin, F-C-I, F as in Frank, C-I. Next paragraph, acute complaint of seizure disorder. Next paragraph, history present noon. His vision is a 39-year-old female, common chief of left seizure disorder since 13 years old. Therefore, the physician tells me that she started having generalized seizure convulsion with post-ectose state and confusion and disorientation since 13 years old. Therefore, she thinks it was due to a head injury when she was 5. Patient tells me since childhood, she's been taking seizure meds. She has tried many meds, according to patient, including Dilantin and Vilantin. But the only medication that works for her is Keppra. She's been taking Keppra. She tells me that last seizures was generalized seizures, around November of last year. At that time, she was suddenly passed out, convulsing, generalized convulsion. She urinated. Patient had urinary incontinence. Patient also bite her tongue and her mouth. Patient had post-ectal confusion. Next paragraph, patient tells me that she used to have a seizure a lot more frequent. But since the starting Keppra has been significant decreased. When she was in 2021, she had no seizures for the whole year, and she was discontinued off of the seizure medication, and then she started having seizures again. Next paragraph, past medical history, seizure disorder, and experimental medication, Keppra, 1,500 milligrams twice a day. Next paragraph, vitamin B12, vitamin D. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, patient does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, an impression. And next paragraph, a diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. First up, it shows no evidence of a spike in waves activity. So first up, there's no epileptic form changes. So first up, there's no sharp spikes activities. It is a normal study today. However, a normal EEG does not rule out the seizure disorder. The next paragraph recommendation: history of seizure disorder. Her description of the seizure disorder, including sudden loss of consciousness, urinary incontinence, biting the teeth, biting the mouth, with a generalized convulsion and post-ectal confusion, are suspicious for epileptic seizures. Although the EEG study was normal today, however, a single normal EEG study does not rule out seizure disorder. I think that she likely has underlying seizure disorder. The next paragraph. The only thing that that is concerning is that she told me she used to have 2 times a day to have seizures. I suspect that is not the epileptic seizures happening 2 times a day. I suspect that she may also have pseudo seizures on top of the epileptic seizures. It is very common for people to have pseudo seizures and epileptic seizures. Years ago, she had 2 times a day back then. I suspect that was pseudo seizures happening 2 times a day. Next paragraph, but the seizures that she's been having last year, I suspect those are epileptic seizures, given the description of the event. Next paragraph, recommendation, explain to patient of developed diagnosis. Next paragraph, will recommendation continue to take the Keppra, 1,500 milligrams twice a day. Next paragraph, explain to patient common side effects. Next paragraph, explain to patient, let me know if she has worsening seizures. Her seizure frequency now is not frequent. I believe that the Keppra 1,500 milligrams twice a day is adequate. If her seizure frequency get more frequent, please let me know. If this marks a genetic condition.